What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, Stock Watch. Let's turn it over to Brian. He needs a nickname, doesn't he? Or like a...
Well, he's Buck.
You mean like a bug?
Yeah, he's... But you can't... Can you say Ryan Buck Buckley?
No, that's lame.
He's just Buck. My name's okay. Buck. You'll let it go from there.
Jason Suk Sukanik.
Yeah, right? It's just... You said he needs a nickname. He has a nickname.
Yeah, he does.
I've never called him any... Like, when I call him Ryan, sometimes I do it. It sounds so... Like, I'm like, what's up, Ryan?
It happened just the other day, and it took us both aback.
Yeah. I don't even know why I did it, but I was like, I don't know, Ryan?
Okay.
Like, if I came in and Rob was like, what's up, Jason?
Hi, Jason.
Like, what? That's weird.
Like, what's going on with you?
Expired.
All right, here's Buck.
All right, well, let's continue our conversation about the Cleveland Browns quarterback room, because everybody can't get enough. Not only was the play causing some stir on the field over the weekend, so was Dylan Gabriel's quote to in his halftime interview. I don't know if you caught this.
Yeah.
It's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that, and my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to, and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
He wasn't talking about Shedeur Sanders.
That's where we're going with this, because with this being an in-game interview, there wasn't really a chance for other reporters to follow up. And by the time the game was over, it was believed that Dylan Gabriel was taking shots at his teammate Shedeur Sanders, talking about him being the entertainer and Dylan being the competitor. Now, Dylan had to come out and explain that that was not the case. He was talking about the people in the media versus the football players. Buy or sell that explanation?
Yes. If you listen to the whole thing, they were talking about people trying to, like, media members trying to get clicks and try to write, like, stories and like, hype. And he goes, no. The entertainment thing is he was calling out the Skip Baylesses and the Colin Cowherds of the world for trying to make something that's not there. And he's like, I'm not about entertainment. I'm just here to try to compete. It had nothing to do with Shedeur Sanders. Absolutely nothing. And
good.
Yet,
I'm glad we can shut that down.
Yeah. And yet it turned into he basically, by doing this, all the dumbass media members proved his point that there are people here for entertainment and there's people here to compete. And by the way, neither one of those things is necessarily bad. If your job in the media is to get attention, you're going to do dumbass crap like make this up. And if you're Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, all you can do is go out and play. But you proved his point by trying to make this a story when it had nothing to do with Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I'm going to trust you on this. I have not heard the whole clip.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I assume that's right.
Yes, it is.
Maybe it's not. Maybe you're fake news.
No, it is. And I hate to give him credit, because sometimes I just think he goes off the deep end. But Colin today had a good point that all of these people...
Wait, he's not even on the fan anymore.
I know.
How do you even hear Colin?
I heard him.
And
this and he just sometimes just is such an eye roll to me. But... I thought he had a very good point that all these people from the Ocho Cincos and the Shannon Sharps and the Ryan Clarks that are trying to make Shedeur Sanders a thing for whatever reason. They're just obsessed with trying to make Shedeur Sanders a thing. And instead of just if the kid's good enough, he will be a thing. That's the way the NFL works. If you're good, you end up playing, you'll get a job, you'll prove it. But they're trying to make a thing. They're actually hurt his case. And this was Colin's point. When you are a backup, and make no mistake about it, Shedeur Sanders right now is a backup. Okay, he may end up being a starter, but right now he is fighting to be a backup. He might actually be a third string guy. He is fighting for that job. And there is nothing that the NFL, and they have proven this time and time again. And don't make it about race, because they did it with Tim Tebow. They did it with Cam Newton. They will do it with Colin Kaepernick. You cannot be a distraction and be a backup quarterback. They have no time for it. This is like, that. If you are going to date a crazy gal, she better be the hottest girl. This is the crazy hot matrix. Yeah. The crazier you are, you better be an absolute dime. So if you're Joe Burrow or you're Lamar Jackson, you can be as crazy as you want to be. If you're Terrell Owens, you can do sit-ups in your driveway.
Cat suits and Sharpies in the sock, whatever you feel like.
Whatever the hell you want. But when you are fighting for a job, you cannot be a distraction. No coach and team wants to deal with a superstar backup. So every one of these media guys that's trying to force Shedeur Sanders on people, you are making you're hurting his case. You're hurting him by making coaches go, yeah, he's all right, and we like him, but God, I don't want to deal with this crap for someone that I don't think can really be our starter. You're hurting him by doing this.
Where were we?
We're moving on to a real sport, Isaac. Oh. Golf.
Did I even buy or sell that?
Yeah, you said what that. When Sue talked first, you said great. That sounds right.
Yeah,
so let's step into your world,
golf.
Isaac.
Yeah.
Golf.
And it's insane.
A name that you're well familiar with, but others may not be, Ben Griffin. Now, this last weekend was all about Scottie Scheffler and the fact that he won his fifth tournament of the year, and he's awesome, and everyone else is not as awesome as him. But there was Ben Griffin, who opened his round with a four putt from 4 feet.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then proceeded to double bogey the following hole. He ended up going under par for the day, but had one of the more bizarre explanations I've heard for a four.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Kind of an interesting story. So I take creatine as a supplement, and this morning I didn't take it until I basically teed off on one, and I was at the end of my batch. And I had this, like, basically a snowball of creatine. So it'd been in my bucket for probably, like, a month.
Fantastic.
And I, like, broke it up and put it in my water bottle, whatever. Like, I'm all good. Like, I've taken creatine on the golf course before. It's fine. But I started taking it for my second shot, and I accidentally swallowed, like, one of the big rocks, kind of, that was in my water bottle. And I've never overdosed on creatine before, but I think I did in the moment because I... didn't really drink any water after that. I basically just inhaled like a snowball. And so I started getting like super shaky, and I've never felt like this before, and I literally felt like I had tremors. And I four putted one, and then on two I like was freaking out and didn't know what to do, and I like hit it so far out of bounds. And then like luckily my caddy stepped in and like made me chug a whole water and like honestly like try to calm down a little bit. And then I hit the other one in play, and then I was fine. I ended up making whatever a double on that hole, and I bogeyed the next hole. Honestly, it was probably more just like a little bit flustered, but I was fine honestly after the second shot on two. And then I felt good, and so I went about my day and got it back to under par. But yeah, pretty crazy story. I don't think I'll be taking too much creatine in the future. I will take it, but not in the amount that I probably did on the golf course, which wasn't probably a healthy amount.
I have to admit, that's not what I was expecting to hear.
Oh, my God. Okay. By the way, can I just say before you get to the stock, Ben Griffin is great because Ben Griffin absolutely knows that he's Ben Griffin. So he's the guy that wears the
the reflective sunglasses.
Yeah, he's got the dorky glasses. He's the guy that won a couple tournaments this year, and he missed a high five with his teammate. Yeah. Like, he knows that he's not cool.
Yeah.
To the point where there was a moment where he was playing in a tournament, and I don't remember which one, where I think he dropped his scorecard, or maybe it was the other player dropped his scorecard, and Ben Griffin picked it up and asked if he wanted the player to sign it, if he wanted him to sign it.
So he's he gets
it. Okay. He's a pretty funny, which is why when I was laughing at the start of that, I thought he's totally full of crap on this. There's no way that's he's just doing bits because he
snowballs.
Does do bits. But in the now that I've heard it, I think he's trying to tell the truth. I don't know. All right, let's get to the stock.
Yeah, buy or sell. That's the best excuse you've ever heard for a four putt to open the round.
Yes, it's great.
By the way,
a hangover. You know,
I don't know.
Did you see the last putt? Have you seen the four putt?
No, I have not seen the four putt.
Look up his four putt.
It's bad. And the last one goes all the way around the cup.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I did see the ridiculous Scottie Scheffler Tiger Woods chip in. That was unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah. Pretty good little shot.
I have taken creatine for years. Never heard of that one, but I mean, I guess. Causes dizziness.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I just watched that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, that's...
That's the greatest... Yes. Oh. I mean, what other excuse rivals that?
Creatine?
I don't know. I mean, the man was physically taken over by his supplement.
But, I mean, it's also a possibility. I'm just telling you now, with Ben Griffin's sense of humor, it's possible that he is totally full of crap.
I have never heard of anyone getting dizzy in the shakes from creatine, but I...
So, wait, you think it's more likely then? Buy or sell, this is a real story.
I don't. I think he's doing bits.
Yeah, he might be doing a bit.
Okay.
He might be doing a bit there.
Like, what? Like... Again, creatine's like the most tolerated supplement known to man. Like everyone, I don't know. I never heard of it. Never heard of it. So I'm saying he's doing bits. I just watched that four putt. Oh my God, that is.
You know what? Maybe I would make up an excuse for that too.
Yeah, really. Next time,
right?
Next time I do that. Well, and by the way, I do that. I'm going. You know what, boys? You know what? Too much creatine. I
got one of those creatine rocks in a water bottle.
Yeah,
it might be a different kind of rock, but I'm blaming it on rocks.
I feel like when you four putt, he knows he's going to be asked about it, but there's really no explanation for it other than brain fart or you know, whatever. So he just made all that up
go with the creatine
to make it more fun.
I've never OD'd on creatine.
And by the way, Ben Griffin is the guy who was a loan officer.
Yeah.
Before returning to the tour, like he was.
That's right. He had like a hiatus.
Yeah, he was just a regular guy.
Yeah,
with his
pretty good now. He's like top 10.
Yeah, he's had a great year. It's amazing.
Yeah, the only thing I've ever heard from creatine is you know what it can cause at times. A lot of people are saying
what
give you a little bit of the
okay,
a little bit of the trots.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
creatine.
Yeah, if you're not careful, you can. You know,
a lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, are we done already?
We can be. I have more, but we're up against it for in the news.
I don't care. Let's get more. I love Stockwatch.
All right, let's
do a fast one.
We'll do a fast one. We'll see if we found the next Isaac Rop.
Graphs or pictures you want to get of any players in specific?
I want to get Juan Soto.
Okay, all right. Juan Soto's a popular one. Misha, what about you? Juan Soto on your list as well?
He's kind of overrated.
He's
all right.
He's all right.
Cal Raleigh.
Okay, all right. You take an autograph from anybody there, right?
Yeah. Pretty good.
So those are kids at the Little League World Series, and Juan Soto and Cal Raleigh were showing up to meet those kids that day. Thinking that Juan Soto, overrated, we found the next Rop who thinks every baseball player kind of sucks.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think that's right. And Juan Soto is kind of overrated.
The Juan Soto shuffle had the kids going crazy. They loved it. They were calling for it, and he gave it to them. And by the way, a 30-20 season for Juan Soto, so suck it.
Did you see that?
Go ahead.
Cal Raleigh was signing toilet seats.
Yeah, that was I like that people are now bringing toilet seats for him.
And he's cool about it. He just grabs them, signs them.
Look, when you're the big dumper, he's got to deal with a porta potty.
He's like Ben Griffin. He gets it.
Yeah, just lean into it, man.
Lean into the bit.
I don't like all this Juan Soto hate.
Okay. All right, that is Stockwatch. Each Monday brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. We have a juicy jewel heist in Seattle, and the In-N-Out Burger is here. Next, here's Buck.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.